museum here sometime 7 or 8 years ago. I was over with my daughter in Normandy, Brittany, on holiday. And we're staying down the bottom of the hill, and as I was coming up, I heard the news. I said to my daughter, that's a hurdy gurdy. We got up the top of the hill anyway, and got up, he was playing the violin. But didn't he have the hurdy gurdy behind him? He was after putting them down. So I went over and talked to him, and there's about 12 hurdy gurdy players left in France. That's all.
Yeah,
he was one of them, you know. But it was lovely to see him.
Big Eastern kind of.
Pardon?
In the East now, to play the lot of the Indians.
It was sold here. I don't know, do you know Dr. Bozang at all there in Clontarf? She's a music teacher all her life, Eta Bozang. But she wrote it back in the, when she did her master's or whatever, back in the 40s or 50s. She wrote about music in Ireland in the 1700s, the early 1800s. And there was three music stores in Cork at that stage, three music shops. And one fella boasted he could play the three instruments which he sold. One was the harpsichord. The second one surprised me, it was the guitar. And the third one was the hurdy-gurdy. So it was obviously sold here in the late 1700s.
Right, yeah.
You know, So amazing, you know.
Can we hear that again, Pat? The seraphone.
Of course.
Yeah.
I can play it. Do you want to play it? We'll open the volume for you. It might be wound out. I'll rewind it. Just give me a minute.
Same kind of thing as the piano roll, then.
Same principle. You'll see it now when I take it out. This is the days before push buttons. You might even see what the name of the tune is on it. Well, I'll have to wind it the other way. It's probably on the other end of it. So you'll have to bear with me for a couple of minutes while I keep winding.
You can come over here. If you stand here for the moment.